A train squeezes through this 500-meter stretch of railway just west of Bangkok about six times a day. And every time, hundreds of shopkeepers who set up a market directly on the tracks have to put away their tents, produce, and merchandise to make way. For locals, it's business as usual at the Mai Klong Railway Market, even when the train is so close. Tourism is picking up again as Thailand eases its COVID-19 entry restrictions. More people and money is a welcome change.
The pandemic led to a huge drop in customers. It was drastic. Those who visited bought less than usual, so I only managed to make a third of what I made before COVID-19.
Before the pandemic, Thailand saw nearly 40 million visitors a year. Now the government is hoping for 15 million. Despite the drop, tourism can bring in roughly $18 billion into the economy. To attract more people, the market has safety measures in place.
When we sound the horn, the vendors know they must clear their stalls off the rail track. Everyone is safe because the train slows down, so it's not coming at a full speed. It cruises through the market slowly.
From inside the train, it's locals who are cruising through, seeing how foreigners once again flock to the market. It's been around since 1905. Shopkeepers say tradition is part of the attraction.
Years ago, vendors only used umbrellas, not tents. There was no electricity or water in the market. Then more people started to visit, so the number of vendors also increased.
As the government tries to rebuild its tourism industry, leaders hope foot traffic in this market will be part of a wider trend across Thailand. Katia Lopez-Odoyan, Al Jazeera.